and it's supported by nearly three quarters of the producers. Give yourself a round of applause for everything you've done to make this possible. This conference and many things we do in our industry would not be possible without the partnership. Our next guest is from Fort Dodge Animal Health. Among the industry experts in work, Fort Dodge has sponsored the Oakland General Resident for the past 15 years. And now it's my favorite to introduce the Vice President of Livestock and Farm Business, Scott Boyd.
Good morning. Fort Dodge continues to be a proud partner of ACDA and is pleased to welcome you to the Oakland General Session here this morning. On behalf of the over 3,400 men and women representing our organization, we want to thank you, members of ACDA, for using the big quality products our company manufactures. Thank you very much. Like the beef industry, Fort Dodge has a proud heritage and continues to stay in the county. Today, opening export markets, practices in property rights, individual animal ID, biocarrier, and DSC continue to be issues facing collectively together that impact our businesses. As the leaders of our organization said in the invitation to this convention, keeping ahead of the issues and on top of the challenges isn't all we need. However, if we're going to stay in business, that's what we expect. Right point for the industry, this year's convention theme, strike a new meaning for me. What is the role that NCBA plays for an organization such as ours? In that it provides a collective front and tradition regarding the mediation. The second involves the membership, you, us. Are you ready to write a point for your business and association? Simply put, write a point means you're in the game. Which reminds me of a story. Several weeks ago, my 8-year-old son was involved in a basketball game. I think he reminded me of one of those basketball games that on a Saturday morning, the territory of opposing teams want to win more than you did. Sure, you woke up for a big issue that day. Upon leaving school from the game in the third quarter, he got out of the bench and comes back. Who was he guarding? I don't know, I was running up and down the road. He was in the game that wasn't writing points. Our question today is in the convention and throughout the year, are you in the game or are you simply running up and down the court? That's an encouraging issue that will be discussed in the 2005 annual convention. Provide us an opportunity to take some additional steps that will ultimately improve public perception of our products and reduce public health risks and improve the efficiency of our business. Are you ready to write points? Collectively, we have more power, more voice, and a greater ability to influence the positive change within our business. Thank you for your support and enjoy the convention.
On behalf of the American Convention of Chatham, I'd like to welcome you to the 2005 Ag Industry Convention in the Great Hill. The American National Cattle Women is a voice for women to share a passion for the beef industry. We've been involved with the promotion and education for well over 50 years. We continue to offer opportunities for our cattle women and for our state to showcase the progress that they have within their state. To broaden our sphere of influence and discuss ways that we can continue this. And to provide workshops for the cattle women across the country to hone their skills and continue this system. In 2004, the American National Cattle Women were involved in three key checkoff programs on the national level. The National Beef Cook-Off, the Irradiated Drone Beef Education Initiative, an opportunity for cattle women to speak to our consumers about the process of irradiation, and the National Beef Ambassador Program, a national youth speech speech opportunities for young people 16 and older. It will help prepare leaders for our work in the street in the future. Through a survey conducted in 2004, we found that 80% of our past professors have chosen careers in the music industry, and I find that really exciting. One of our past ambassadors, Dutch Mallet of Arkansas, stated, and I quote, "The National Music Ambassador Program has become the biggest building block in laying the foundation for my future. The American National Capital will continue to be a volunteer organization that supports women in our country." And now I will introduce you to a special guest. She's a Caltech producer from Bruce's County, Texas. She has served as assistant district attorney and 2 terms as an executive council representative. Twice elected to the agricultural commission. She has a keen understanding of agriculture policy and issues. She has taken the lead in promoting local nutrition in Texas schools. Please give a warm welcome to Texas Agricultural Commissioner Susan Holmes.
Thank you.
Oh,
in
I have a lot of
And I'm not going to be able to do that.
However, it is not from that other way. It is the exception to the rule. It is not the rule of the kingdom of God, but a man who is not coming on his side. That will be the way of the kingdom of God and do it at another level. Why? Because we have said that the law of God is the spiritual of the moment. Let us remember, I am a man, a young man, from the east of Jesus. Of a man who is people like me, not for something else, but for the truth of the
And this is a problem of the city is not a problem.
So, it's not that much of a problem. It means that we get the organ involved. We don't know if it's all people, but it's all people. What they laugh and what they tell them, you know, you're really wrong. That's the plan of the sea. That's how you're wrong. Oh, look, this is the time I'm going to go to the way it's wrong. Because, about how we have been, how long I've been, I mean, the sheep are my sisters to speak. About the making of expectations which will lie on the main part of the world. This is most likely the most progress. Instead, I will think about myself, and I mean, I'd like to take thank you to the war and the general of the conqueror for allowing people like me to come to the conqueror and do so. I am truly grateful, and I send it in common of all the people and all the that put the life and stand up and test actually very much indeed for the purpose of living and working in a wonderful and generous society. Regulated September 12, 2001, is very much. There's a ceremony every morning at the top of the park in front of the Hubble of Hulu, the ceremony of the changing of the Dharma. It's a ceremony that takes place every day for that important. Our Wednesday, September 12, 2001, the fact that the Virgin of God, the Queen of Thompson God, played the Star Spangled Banner. First time ever, the fallen man of the council has been played at the Shaking Star of God. The next day, Thursday, September 13, 2001, there was a memorial that they called the Queen of Thompson God. It was sort of a number of all the words, and all the words, who have died in power and act in my life. That form was attended by promises of hope of different world drama. And at that form, the cool is only sad. That is a large solution. We should show that she has a back. And she said, the star of family now, about that. Our form was that summer of life, 2001. And our form, our fine friend, George Butler, which outlined his plan for the war on terror, as well as one person of confidence. We recognize the special guest of the audience, simply not getting it for me. And that special guest will come there and find out what's going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, thank you very much indeed to all of our world for the last 40 years. And thank you so much to all of your funny actions in the last 40 years. I'll tell you the truth. The people you've got in place in love have come to all our friends, and they have no use of their power. And the government and the people of Great Britain have a fact. Thank you very much. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know, I'm Renee Lyon. I'm a managing producer from Manhattan, Kansas, and this year I'm going to serve as president of the National Academy of Music Association. I think what you see and hear next here will convince you that the music industry is headed in the right direction. It's got purpose, energy, and enthusiasm. We're going to be 5x5, which is more important, with our heroes and our brands. What's important is that our industry faces tough challenges on every front. Who do you want standing beside you? I think people agree. We need strong people. We need people we trust. People in the region. People who share our values and our ambitions of loyalty. We're going to take just a few minutes and look at the return on our investment. Whether your dollars or NCBA news dollars and your checkoff dollars and return to the VA. First, let's remember who we are. The beef industry is the largest segment of American agriculture. Beef is the biggest dollar volume product sold in supermarkets. This is a terrible place, island, and our goal is to teach there by enhancing and perfecting the business, the climate, the business climate, and by increasing these demands. NCAA Federation Division, the Safety Council, and the City Board work together for some of the largest cities and supermarkets in the world. The policy division of the Safe Cabinet Association advance and protect your interests and my interests in Washington, D.C. and in respective states. You have set the direction, you set the policy, and if you determine what our team is going to do, then our team in D.C. doesn't work well. And you know what? They go to backdrop every single day. And they score many victories, and they have delivery on the goal. Don't just take my word for it. I want you to hear some thoughts about the work we're doing in the policy arena from some of our partners in Washington and elsewhere. Take a look.
And we need to develop our Thank you.
maybe his child, and then he's got two Gentiles. So what happened last year? Everybody knows, September 23rd, 2003, our whole world changed. That's the day that I feel like most people say, hey, I'm going to be now on the day again today. Depends on what they're doing, everybody knows when that was. What's the difference between where we were at the top and where we're going to be at this point? It's the law of $3.1 billion. Now, what does that $3.1 billion actually explain? What does that really mean? And how does it come to that? Well, it's the difference between showing sun at 22 cents a kilogram and $9.92 a kilogram. It's also, of course, the law of all those great things. There's a lot of activity that takes place. I think Terry Sherman and Richard was quick and filled. It amounts to a lot of people to look at the law of our entire energy. The other thing is that we're still employing an enormous amount of product. It's on average $40,000 something. What we've been selling is worth on average $1,000.60. And for us, that's a way we need to get back to that scenario. Obviously, we want to try to get that for a lot of that. So how are we going to do it? Well, what's the best way to get in CDA? And we're going to be having those on a regular basis, trying to cowboy up. We're going to be aggressive about it. We're going to be the most aggressive things as possible game to try to open up the market. But we're also going to take the things into consideration that we realize are important to us as we evaluate. It's important for us, number one, protect what consumers have with a lot of confidence in safety and safety. That's important. I'm right out here in front of myself about this thing that he thinks about having that for a lot of us here as well. When you look at some of the other areas that obviously we have to be concerned about safety, we have to think about those. We also have to look at how we protect and make sure that the cowboys in the United States are safe. That's our passion, how we keep it going. The third thing that we're going to look at is how we can step back into this marketplace in the most aggressive way that we possibly can, obviously, and still try to mitigate or prevent any economic harm from coming to our industry and make sure that we're able to capitalize on it. But I don't want to forget anywhere in the process, but one of the things that we have to make sure that we insist upon is that we actually get those export markets back. We're going to work with the government. We have to. And I hear the discussion about what's going to happen with Japan, what's going to happen with Korea, what's going to happen with all the different export markets that we have back. I want you to know this letter that Dan read from the president this morning. Just a great example of this administration's commitment to this industry to try to do the right thing as aggressively as possible. Whether it's the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, the National Security Council, the State Department, the folks down there at the senior level of the White House, including the President himself, and of course the U.S. Department of Agriculture, have been fully engaged across the entire section of government to try to gain those export market opportunities back to this industry. We owe them a round of applause, all appreciation, and we can get to them. The other thing that they did before, and the one that we know that they mentioned, was Capitol Hill. But we don't want to leave that out. Some of the key leaders that we have in Washington, D.C. turn out to be some of our very best friends. Bob Woodland and the Virginia represents that district after that they did in the pure valley country, whether they're in the ideally designed for that. They used to carry it in our agriculture commission. And if you look at this job, I think on the media there about the day, a whole lot. We're going to get back to the place where we're trading on balance time
We're doing the right thing for the right reason. To get your money back out of the national market, that is represented in the possible game. Just make sure that we're focused on our prayer. Sometimes that's scary. Gary is one of our great partners. I told him that he's in the United States, one of our great partners too. Mexico is one of our destinations for 2021 recommendations. Those are good things. We also have a problem here that we have some confirmation. What's the law we have to work through? But we're taking the approach of trying to step down and actually work through. If you want to subscribe to our character, you seem to go to the U.S. to be people more time. When we hear about the very concerns and questions about what was going on in South Canada, we didn't call them to put their attention to the news. Actually, we asked them about somewhere else what was happening. We wrote it up in some of our books. Not a bunch of people out of the way, but a bunch of people out of the way. Whether or not I'm still in my way, I'm still in the past, I'm not going to buy the right way to sell up what the best way to do. We also know that the global trade market perception has changed very significantly on the track record here in the U.S. and Export Federation. As an example of the, I call them the Marines of the D-Ministry and government staff. There's work up in the land, there's trouble with the people who send in to figure out how to fix the problem. We've had problems in the past, we've actually worked through a great way with the U.S. Export Federation and they've had tremendous amount of success and get those markets out there. This is on the belt, they show up, they're ready to go, and then they're going to get it back. Again, the question you have to answer to yourself today is how to be engaged in the global market. The goals of our legislative regulatory environment obviously involve cost optimization and how to enhance the protection of this climate. We're just going to feel free to give you people just try to be the trigger and possible game. First is appropriating. We've heard about that, understand how all that activity comes together. But we're going to make sure that the Department of Interior is present in the way they want to be. Department of Agriculture, how to do it. All the other agencies that have something to do with us, it's important for us to do that. And we will be programming our agencies to make sure that we can help them out. We're going to make sure that activity is set up. So it's paramount that we do a great job out of that. If we don't talk to them, if we have one of those issues, it's going to be one word that you can say things like that. It's a little more than how you think. But that's the thing. It's all about our job. But if we can't go this out, we'll be very quickly talking about Canada right now. We're going to talk about what to do with the weather station in the last year and what we're going to do with the weather station. But also, we've got a great friend, and we're going to hear from Secretary Brown, that has helped us all along. We have
so many benefits to Senator Obama and the States. There is concern that we're going to need the next 5 hours.
Well, the next thing depends on the point we're talking about, the bottom line. The President mentioned best practice deal. I'm quickly suggesting anything about the unemployment mentioned that you share that and ensure that we work to get that. The total tax package that we work for helps rural America to the benefit of about $4.1 billion. That's $4.1 billion. Some of you are going to be back here in the next few weeks try to make up an affordable part of your career. I hope you think about it while you go through. Let's make sure that we keep that one. And of course, track report will be authorized in 2004, we'll do this again in 2005. And we'll have justification came through on me yesterday. I'll tell you, this is one of those issues we're going to hear about from an industry perspective. And it's going to take all of our folks to attention to this office. Sometimes we move real slowly and do this. NYD being one of the best in that, so it takes our time. 2004 was a year ago. Currently, in most of the Southeast, we all know about that. The last decade, the same year, the drought was in most of the It's important that we set the factors that we have in the capital and out here. So when we need someone, we get back to that. One of the things that we know we have to do is go to the environment and rely on good friends of ours, great government from the state of Florida, that we can cut the arrow on the edge. Back to Kansas, and then share with the Center for Agricultural Measures, let's look at the history of the problem. Well, remember, we took what turned out to be a historic act here at the NPDA Act, the President of the United States. No other agricultural has ever did that. Nobody else in agriculture put that stuff out. I can tell you, as you're getting on the campaign during the final months of that activity, they know that. And they remember that. And the one speaking statistic I asked said that nobody else can get it. So I hope you think about that as we move through the process in the year. How do you do all this? NPDA services is due to all of the pay for all of those activities. But the activity of the matter is that we all go together and develop the policy. And how do we actually go about doing that the way it happens? Number one is that you're in trouble. And number two is that you're in the way that the industry is weak. Well, what does that really mean? Policy begins and ends with you. We need to take time to take a slow and deliberate process. But that process is to understand that they don't move at all. We began and end with challenges in all the decisions and demand choices we need to take to get it done. It also involves some time in it. We realize that gathering we have to disconnect. We have to figure out how to make this thing and get challenges to stay strong. Within the Raise Your House Amendment,
But we want to reinforce that, and particularly reinforce people's willing to pay a premium. Let's think about where we think we saw the God.
And the complete risk of being a
And then we set ourselves to be that intelligence from government to bring the entire industry together to re-energize the commitment from 5 to 4 to manage the risk of PSD. What the intention is coming from Dr. George Gray, Harvard University, the gentleman who's conducting the USDA risk analysis. Let's hear what Dr. Gray has to say about this summer. American people, you can be shocked at the thought that there are national organizations that on a daily basis call into question the safety of the U.S. Navy supply. Now, why is that dangerous? Because it sends a vicious message to the American people. And that, from a modern point of view, is the worst possible thing to happen. You go all the way in the city, you cut those rivers of battle, you're a prophet, but the health care is getting in the middle of the step up, you dissolve the DNA from terrorists to people. And you go all the way up by the food business retail, you step up all the pocket cards, you get a people back. Let's see what the CEO of the world really these modern organizations have to say about their partnership with GHC Global.
And that's what I'm talking about, the South End Division. Good countries and good countries have been in Europe. They got their own little belief about how they look at the sexual system as soon as not from high around the United States.
Together, we will see the U.S. and the Consumer Council of High Management. Your State Council has been a key player and maintaining the highest level of confidence ever. The U.S. and Canada are the only countries in the world that have had a mandate to make and have not lost the human rights. You are kept off the hour of the word, bring yourself to hand. New Christians, we live with every day. You know, nutrition marketing is not the best. Deep nutrition marketing is really tough. Why? Because we have been fighting 30 years of misinformation and half-truths about the role of meat in the balance and various diet. And in today's meat environment, it's murder. One of our goals that we're going to have is to keep meat from being the poster child of the obesity industry. Our goal is simple when you're going to have. Not only one. We're going to put that on your mother, and we're going to shut off that baby. You should have had it. Yes. How do we do this? Well, every 4 years, the U.S. government will look at the dietary guidelines. And early on in the process, there was a recommendation on the table that suggested the last basis of American diet should be plant-based. Think about that. American diet should be plant-based. We tested that hypothesis. And you know how Americans translate that? One word. Vegetarian. That proposal is translated. What surfaced was some good science and common sense. Consumer the life of food within this limited population food group and save the international need. Ladies and gentlemen, if you remember one thing that those of you have to remember this, this is a huge win for the big industry of consumer. Looking forward to step up out of the people that the whole world is in. They want to put those guidelines for the government to have a naturally nutrient-rich platform. Feed fish in the balance of various dollars. We work with unions. We work with health professionals and care about ourselves to generate millions of positive consumer impressions. Your care about health professionals and communication and PR that seems to be better in newspapers and magazines every single day. And we go right to the consumer. We check off paid advertisers that compare scientifically, leading to a Now, these events are so much more than a single meal, we have to take off our meal from finally. Now, the vaccine council partners really have to go out of the message to break your advertising. Let's look at just one of our people from the Hill of Nutrition 5.
Everyone always thinks that skin is a chicken person that wants to eat meat. But according to the published USDA, a 3-ounce serving of GD is only 1 gram of saturated fat and the same size as skin is a chicken person. And maybe you feel it 6 times more sweet, 3 times more iron, and 8 times more vitamin B12 of the chicken person. And the best part of it is, with the taste, like me.
Is it working? Just look at how people who didn't see the ads and look at the ads, their ads are developing well, up 23% on the bridges, up 18% on the track, up 18%, and right with you. Nutrition, marketing, or babies work. Protecting and expanding and positioning your product is essential. And today, the biggest supermarket will be reviewing media programs. Being full service program, full service promotion form for platform for an aggressive PR campaign that results in millions of positive revenue for video every year. We all know that inside editors is a key component of power of hope, and we did a lot of progress in 10 years. But we're opening a new door, and recently we completed Jack Off Hunter's Carpet Merit Study will give us a new tool that will lead to the ability to predict tenderness in your own high operation. You know the day that we had that 3-4 shot battle? Just look at the place in that one. Better than 26% of the product you do. The answer to this problem is muscle profile. A creative way of separating your product by muscle and muscle stuff. We check off as well as tools for our partner community. And we know today that over 1,100 restaurants now have one of these things up. Here's just one example from CGI Friday. I love it. The new Jack Daniel's Cloud. And in retail, we've made progress. Huge progress. Look at the value of the stuff ahead. Your checkoff is building demand and changing the way consumers experience it. And finally, when you know about these bad ingredients in the collective consumer consciousness that no one would have, of the collective, they are efforts, and we protect them through the imagination cook-off, the American cook-off, by the American Channel, the American National Channel Television. A great PR project. This year we have a lot of things. Positive impression for me. And just like the Christian, we go right to the consumer with a positive, passionate, compelling message to keep things in. And in full service, I could give you a lot of examples. I'm just going to give you one.
Let's look at a Christmas commercial that George Jeffers saw in South Florida, and gave us a feeding of our men every day.
First of all, we want to sacrifice and contribute to the mission of the organization. We want to stand for the honor of the flag. We need to stand and honor our men and women.
Probably
the world's largest consumer market in the world. Let's listen to what Brad has to say about the future of your life. Go right there.
We're going to do a party anymore, but we have to do it. We want to do our own. Now, if I told you, Courtney Thomas is going to be on stage soon every morning, no Christmas is one morning, so I'm pretty slow. We developed two prototype features. Did you confirm? We got enough of them. We did 500 minimum. Yeah, probably that's the model I need. Everybody see that t-shirt? There's not the same t-shirt! And I think the t-shirt, I'm glad I'll be getting out more photos of that. Put them in the registration area that has one of our collections. Nobody in that house will get the offer of 2 or 500, you'll get them. Just need to put those features in those to make sales. Ask for the coffee shop. Make sure that our name is spelled correctly, correctly, we get it all out just like Mr. Martin. Please develop the global too. Not to compete, but we hope that we did it and kind of wrap up this whole thing. Let's roll the ball, give it a great way. Thank you very much. This,
know what I said about Patrick is very good, but throw your reflection. For the man in China got 25% of revenue from 1980. Crypto consumer expenditures since 1998 of $24 billion. That's a 50% increase. And when we say this, keep in mind, these do income to the beef system. Any new wealth of the beef system acts upon the consumer. This is terribly exceptional. Right. Now, I don't think we can bet for a moment. I don't know what the staff will be doing or the industry, but our dues and our step off will make it happen. The dues and step off working together are a key part, a key talent in government and happen. And the children are going to have a short education, but will have some people who have a short good job in the car. Now, one time, if I get something to do, we'll want to make sure you can give me a few seconds. Someone who's come back to a great organization after a few years. I continue to be impressed with the commitment of volunteer leaders in this industry. People like Dan and I, they give so generously their time and resources, but I know there's a number of them that do like that. As a magnet and a local sensation. You couple that with the professional staff that you have, and you have a higher degree of special BC. Low level, probably better than that. He said, you're going to be special, know what you're doing, love what you're doing, and believe what you're doing. I believe the BC is a lot of good leaders and a highly professional staff is a professional team because they believe what they're doing, and they believe in the future of this great nation. Thank you for my enjoyment. Have a great day.
Thank you, John, Jay, Mark, and Joan. Wow. I hope you are satisfied with their buy-in and impressed with what you just finished. Obviously, you can see that it is important, but we have a strong unified force in Washington and in our non-state areas. You know, regarding all of those policy issues, you say it's critical that we have that strong unified force. And how important is the check-off? Where would a product be if not the program that you could fund it through your check-off? It is one of the reasons that the chickens that we saw earlier is still discovered. Let me say something further about the beef checkoff, because whether or not the Supreme Court rules on constitutionality, that it is constitutional or not, I will commit to you that there will still continue to be a checkoff, because we need it is critically important that we continue to fund those vital financial programs. You determine those programs together, we will continue to improve the financial data. Before I end some important announcements, I want to thank Lord God and the help of their generous and ongoing support of the Open General Session. Thanks also to everyone who shared their faith with me today. You know, there is so much behind the scenes hard work that goes into something like this going. I hope you will join me in thanking them for that. Now we have a few very important points about the rest of this convention. There are some key matters for your attention. We are pleased that tomorrow, Lieutenant Secretary Bill Lindsey will be with us. That will occur first thing tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. right here in this theater. With this addition to the schedule, new meetings on Friday are being moved back an hour and 15 minutes. The revised schedule for Friday by available registration. First of all, we'll show the other one that you will later on for meetings and this and that. Also, this afternoon at 2:45, there will be a very important
experience gay office tour. You'll have a chance to ask questions and book a music showing and why wait. And that's going to be in the convention center following D3, and that is in the schedule that you can do online. You know, we both would have an age for it when I'm right after this. Together, I think we're going to take a key look at the key issues, if you will, facing the industry. You told us that we need more than one of the most important things to do here at the convention. It's a very helpful provide valuable information to you as you go forth in the deliberation process, in your discussions at the committee and board meetings. The issue for is whether it's possible by the general sponsorship of Vibrant and Mel. And we are privileged to have with us here today Robert DeMarco, who is the president of the Committee of Operations for Vibrant and Mel, and we also have Mike Haney here. Many of you probably know Mike. Mike is the director of the U.S. Cattle Market for Vibrant and Mel. The debut of the Cattle Market Center is a culmination of the year-long process. You may remember that the last year's convention, Vibrant and Mel, announced that it was giving a $3 million grant to the National Academy Foundation. That was one of the enhanced education programs for producers. Those of our partners here, National Academy Foundation, the team provides the status of the Cattle Learning Center. You're going to find out more about the Cattle Learning Center from Mike, but I will tell you that the curriculum is created by many of the communities who serve on the Integrated Education Working Group. This is an exciting new development in the Integrated Education, and it's further evidence that our industry is committed to providing a healthy, safe, and simple product to the consumer. So this is what I want to be going to be in connection with you, gentlemen, and we're here to get from Mike about this new life and concept.
Thank you, Janet, for coming along. My name is Mike Haney. I've got to assist in the proposal this is live today. I'm actually director of the Cattle Marketing. I have responsibility about the team. I have responsibility about the product as a local school, the Cattle Marketing World One Shop, utilizing the community for those products that are located in order to promote business. At Pfizer, we're very proud of our long-standing partnership with the NPDA. It started many years ago, but most recently in the last 12 years, we've been the founding and humble responsible Cattle College. And yesterday, Cattle College was probably the best beginning we've had in all 12 years. Some of you may recall who was the founding sponsor of the Environmental Solutions Award. And most recently, we were the founding sponsor for the Issues Forum, which is here at the end. I want to talk to you a little bit about the work last year when we launched the Sky Learning Center. And at that time, it was really we were just following up on our Human Development Grant for the National Academy Foundation. And the Cattle Learning Center really was the focal of a lot of our work, primarily on behalf of NCA and Women's Survivors. We've been able to put together Cattle Learning Center, which has been doing each other at conventions. We've referred to the Mumbai Committee, learn a little bit more about Cattle Learning Center, or the Library of Community and Community, and then also have an information. But really, what we're doing with Cattle Learning Center is find the new center for Central Cattle Learning and the people we need to find that education is the key to local success. So, we want to thank you for attending this forum and your ongoing support project. We ask you to come by our booth this year with evidence of our ongoing community dedication. We want to contact those each state and each of each other. In many states, they receive $3,000 grant to their state association and second and third party members of all of those who are very understanding.
We sincerely appreciate the support and the commitment to five of this day, and we thank Robert DeMarzo and my family for being here today. At the forum, five topics will be discussed, and they may be repeated three times. They are being safety, international trade, and for those of you who are interested in international trade, I think there's a few of you out there. This is where the Canadian trade team will be giving their reports and answering questions that you have. Also, we will have speaking to the market forum. This is the overview of the youth, baby boomers, and their families. We will have the legislative and regulatory forum, and that will be an overview of what's happening in this region. And we will have an immigration forum. So you'll be able to select three to attend and get a good response. These forms are all about information and dialogue. So ask your questions, participate. Setting a policy will be the end of policy committee on Friday. Always remember that it is your organization. It's critical that you determine the policy and the directions that we set, and that will take place on Friday and Saturday. One last comment before we go. Today, our industry faces some very important issues, and we need everyone to be as heroes and friends involved in dialogue. So let's get to work. Thank you all for attending. Have some fun while you're here, and learn a lot, and we'll look forward to the next day. Thank you.
Might as well just figure out who's going to wear it here.
Hey, that's my
perspective.